says, "Forgive me if this story is not well written. I am a woman. My brain weighs less than a man's, and I am not equal in intelligence."
That's what she admits.
The Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the 77-year-old founder of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, said so Wednesday. "The society is dedicated to peace in the world, to the love of God, and the relinquishment of all things material." The Swami spoke, seated cross-legged on an expensive-looking cushion, surrounded by fresh flowers, microphones, and burning incense, in a conference room rented at the Sheraton Chicago Hotel. He is in town for a Krishna parade at 1:30 p.m. Saturday down State Street, in which he will ride on a flower-bedecked float. He then will fly to Philadelphia for more celebrations and philosophical chats. He looked occasionally at his gold watch as he explained his life philosophy. His adoring disciple, five men, knelt at his side. "The man, capital M-A-N, he said, who loves God, controls his senses, is clean inside and out, is simple and tolerant, and uses knowledge he's acquired in practical life."
Intolerant?
And tolerant. "Such men, capital M-E-N, again, he said, are first-class citizens and should be advisors to the world. Second and third-class men have not found God and should be administrators and workers." And then he spoke 30 minutes and never mentioned women. I asked how women fit into the system. "Women," he said, "is not equal in intelligence to man. Man's brain weighs 64 ounces. Women's weighs 36 ounces. It is just a fact." He continued, "Women are meant to assist man, that is all." He said, "Women do not figure in his class system except as daughters or wives. An unmarried woman presumably is classless." "Is that?" asked the male reporter.
That's right. He's prostitute. He's classified.
She's prostitute.
That is another.
"Asked the male reporter what is wrong with Mrs. Indira Gandhi." The Swami hedged.
Then they asked the news. He said, "I cannot say that I would be arrested." That was actually a misquote.
Well, it's the idea of
The Swami now lives in Los Angeles. He trains his followers. Their income is from sales of his books, magazines, and incense. He says he has about 10,000 followers. We do not have so many.
That meaning is that I shall be arrested.
Yes. That shows what is the position.
Yes.
He said he has about 10,000 followers. Quote, "We do not have so many," he said. "It is hard to find a first-class man." And then she said,
"Without first-class man, nobody can become my disciple."
Then she says, "It's a pity half the population are women."
Huh?
"It's a pity half the population are women."
I didn't say half the population.
That's her comment.
That's what she said. Other way,
her comment is that
half the people are qualified already to get their women. That's
so bad. No, it is not bad. Now, our policy should be that at Dallas, we shall create first-class men and we shall teach the guards two things. One thing is how to become chaste and faithful to their husband, and how to cook nice. If these two qualifications they have, I'll take guarantee to get for them good husband. I personally. Yes. These two qualifications. She must learn how to prepare first class foodstuff. And she must learn how to become chaste and faithful to the husband. Only these two qualifications. Then her life is better. Then, ordinary education is having a very easy.
This
is nonsense of big sound education and later on become a prostitute. What do you think?
Nice.
make them prostitutes. It doesn't differ. Yesterday we saw in the television how these Russians are wasting time talking nonsense. There is nothing value in talk. Put hand, this is a hand thing. And the addicted murder, that was the case. Within 2 weeks, two divorces.
Yes. Yes.
The Dallas, there is no problem. Educate the guards how to become a full chest wine and how to cook nicely. Certain varieties of cooking. It's very difficult. These two qualifications, apart from Krishna consciousness, materially, they should learn. There are many stories, none of them are empty. Then Parvati, Sita, five chaste women in the history, they who lived their life and by 15, 16th year they should be married. And if they are qualified, it is not difficult to find out a nice husband. Yes, the boys, they do not want to marry because they are not very much inclined to marry unchastely. They know it. I shall marry a girl, she is unchaste. What do you think?
Yeah.
This is psychology. The woman is chaste even though she is not very beautiful. She will be like my husband. So, train them in that. Very tasteful wife and know how to cook very nice. Other qualifications in the and that's all right. And Krishna consciousness is being trained up. Then there is no difficulty. And boys should be first class men. Then our Gurukul will be successful. What do you think? Am I right?
No.
Anything objectionable?
The Prabhupada, you were saying that in our society the women shouldn't cook privately for their husbands.
Huh?
He was saying that the women that everyone should take the deity's prasadam. But it sounds like the women are being trained to cook.
The thing is that deity are at home. She must be very first class cook. That is what. That is according to convenience. If possible, they can take prasadam in the temple. If not possible, they must cook. But she must be first class cook. That is what. Either in the temple or else. In India, still 80%, 90%, they are very happy in their family life, never mind one is poor or rich, because the wife knows these two things. To remain chaste and faithful to the husband, and she knows how to cook nice. And woman and man should live separately. That is also sense. Butter and fire must be kept apart. Otherwise, the butter will melt. Cannot stop. The drama was a drug-addicted boy killed some friend. Is that television?
I think it might...
Huh?
On the news?
No, no, the television. The lawyers were trying to prove handprints and so many things.
Okay.
Huh? The subject matter was that a drug addicted boy killed his friend. What is it? Understood?
This?
Huh?
It appears to be a leaf of some sort.
Purport in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you say that even 50 years ago in India, the householders had separate apartments for the men and women.
Not apartments, quarters.
Separate quarters in the apartment. And the husband would not see his wife during the day?
No.
So the standard we should develop in our movement?
Yeah, that is good. The example is the butter and fire should be kept separate as far as other than the butter and milk. Atra-hatsa-vihitrava. The Bhattara, man is man and all that. The man is Bhattara, and all man is fire. So, this is restricted in the man happens to be father, brother, or son. Matra sattva vihitrava. People cannot think of sex impulse in the presence of daughter, mother or sister. But Shastra says no. There is what is. Matra sattva vihitrava. Navi vatta sanevas. They should not be kept, should not sleep together. Then people may say, this is impossible. Maybe some 10th class rascal may be attracted. The next line says, no, vidyam satipasati. It is not the question of 10th class rascal, even 1st class learner, he may be attracted. Not to speak of 10th class rascal, but 1st class learner, maybe. Not maybe, it is a Brahman in the Agama, Vidyamsa, because the senses are so strong that it can mislead even the most learned scholar. Yes, it does. Lord Shiva was attracted by the Mohini Murti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that even if I see a wooden woman, I become attracted. He's giving in his promise to teach us that it is possible. Is that going on?
Well, also,
it's my advice that I can keep her on the course and she can do better service to you. Immediately, the whole public will be a support.
What would be your advice to her?
My husband will be to capture all the hoarders and distribute the grains free. Immediately, the public will be obliged. Then the remains they're simply hoarded. They're not selling without good price. This is my. Immediately she can capture the public. And some of the holders should be hanged.
Yes.
So that in future nobody will. They're hungry. And she says she has got some program, Garibi Hata. Drive out of the forward. This is the point. It is she can supply all the consumer goods for the time being free to the poor. And the whole ass will be exemplary punished. Should be. That's then nobody, you know. But to remain the dictator, he requires spiritual knowledge. Otherwise, it will be another disaster. If you want to remain the dictator, then he must be a spiritual man. He must become a Vaishnavi.
Mm-hmm.